Macmillan Audio presents The Idea of Love by Patty Callahan Henry. Read for you by Andy Arndt. For Serena, Stella, and Sadie, with love. This is a good sign, having a broken heart. It means we have tried for something. Elizabeth Gilbert, Eat, Pray, Love. Chapter 1. In his mind, he was already writing her. The woman who stood at the patio table with her eyes closed and her face lifted to the sky. She was only a subject, or more precisely, an object. Her slumped shoulders folded inward and her beautiful mouth turned down. Did she know how obvious she was in her sadness? Right there in public, surrounded by syrupy sunlight and azaleas so garish they could be fake. Could she be the one? The towns blended together now. This one felt like the others, all dense light having to find its way through leaves and crowded branches, the briny waters in rivers and tributaries, in basins and bays, rose and fell 12 feet or more with the shift of moon and earth. Parceled plots of concrete-colored sand appeared and disappeared with the tides, and the marshes, winnowed out from one another, separated by swaths of blue-gray water, teemed with life. This town, Water's End, it was called, felt the same as all the others, and different, too, because it was his last. He would stop here. So maybe he was noticing more, a kind of nostalgic impression where all towns blended into one. The streets were old, probably original to the town's founding in the 1800s. They didn't force themselves into straight lines, but found their way through the existing landscape. Seafood restaurants and bars, shops with names like Seashore Decor and Driftwood Sands, coastal-themed hotels and homes. They all filled every one of these towns. He focused on the woman across the street, her face lifted to the sky. This woman knew how to be still. She was otherworldly in the way he always imagined Southern women to be, petite and fragile. While he stared, she opened her eyes and looked directly at him with a practiced air of, "What the hell do you want?" She could have walked away, embarrassed, but she waited one more beat before sitting at the cafe table. He guessed her age about 5 years younger than his 49. The details that would go in his notebook? She was small, her hair a buttery yellow melting onto her shoulders. Bangs fringed her forehead and were pushed to the left, curtains swept aside for that sliver of sunlight to fall into a room. Her face was round and full until her chin, which was shaped like a little heart, almost an afterthought. Her dress was a flowery, flirty thing that tied behind her neck, old-fashioned, at least in L.A. terms. He didn't know her eye color yet, but he guessed it was blue. He wanted them to be blue. She was pale, but her cheeks held pink in them like a stain. He exhaled. God, he was so cursed tired by now. All the highs of his earlier screenplays hitting it big thanks to bidding wars, with top stars and A-list directors jostling to make them. And then the lows, or more specifically two devastating lows, flops, they'd called the last two movies he wrote, and not behind closed doors, but in reviews heard on TV and at the cocktail parties of friends, and printed in newspapers and magazines and online at 1,000 different websites. Always online, in the stories and blogs, and especially in the comments below that you should never read, but you always do. "It's all in the execution," was the catchphrase in the movie business. His execution seemed likely if he didn't return with an idea for a great script. He'd been traveling for 2 months now, wandering the southern East Coast. He'd found a few stories from women who cried on his shoulder and told him their latest heartbreak. He'd listened to them all, the way they'd met, the way they'd parted, the meant-to-bes that turned out not to be, the waiting and the longing and the angst. Oh, the angst. And every last one of them believing her pain was unique. In the end, not one story was worth telling again, much less worth putting on paper. To all of these women, his name was Hunter Aderman, and he was writing a book on southern coastal towns. That's how he presented himself. That's who he was, at least for now. Before he approached the woman, he glanced at his phone to see if Amelia had gotten back to him yet. Nope. He shook his head. How could he make it up to his daughter?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?